Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios as we are just moments away from the start of the NBA Finals. And I'm hyped. And Rob, I'm more hyped because we have Giannis Antetokounmpo, as Ralph Irvin just announced, who will be playing tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, obviously, we hope and we pray that he is healthy. And that he has no issues playing, that it's not a Kevin Durant situation of a few years ago where he returned from the strained calf and then tore his Achilles. And if it is, assuming it is, then Rob, I think we're in for a great finals. And I got to say this, I picked Phoenix in six. Obviously, it's hard to make a pick when you have no idea what Giannis' situation is. But if you had asked me before the playoffs, forget the obviously the regular season, if you had said at the start of the regular season, it's going to be Phoenix and Milwaukee in the finals, everybody would have picked Milwaukee.
I think you would have failed the drug test in the Olympics as well. Oh, I'm sorry.
Me?
No, I'm saying if you would have picked that.
If somebody had picked those two teams,
that's
well,
what
our
I meant.
Man,
yeah.
Our guru, as Rob G likes to call him, Rashad Phillips. You remember his finals pick?
Atlanta and who?
Did we bet him? He picked Atlanta and
Portland?
Memphis.
Memphis. Okay.
Hey, so, he almost got the Atlanta one right. I got to give
so,
him credit.
So
for that.
Yoda went crazy on that.
Did
one.
We I bet mean, him? I think we bet him some Jordans.
No, we bet him wings
or
something.
I think it was Jordans.
Do you really think so?
Can we finagle the tape? Can we edit the tape to make it Jordans?
I think it was wings.
No, it was wings. It was wings. All right, but anyway, going into these playoffs, Rob, if someone had said, look, it's going to be Phoenix and Milwaukee, I would have picked Phoenix without hesitation. I'm sorry, Milwaukee without hesitation. But now I've ended up picking Phoenix in six. Bottom line, man, look, everybody's been wrong in these playoffs because, you know, injuries have just wreaked havoc. I just hope we get a great series, Rob. I hope we get a thrilling back and forth seven game series where nobody gets injured and it's fun. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I really don't, Chris. This is one of those up in the air. I don't know. If Giannis goes out there and, God forbid, gets hurt in the first quarter and can't play, this could be a four-game sweep. I mean, I don't know what we're going to get. I really, really don't. Even though Milwaukee was able to get to, you know, to the finals with him being injured, but as you know, at some point it catches up to you, you know, when your big guy's out. Caught up to the Clippers, right? They made a great run, Chris. They go to Phoenix. They win that huge game. What was that, five? No, which one was that? Yeah,
they four. Phoenix in game five. I'm sorry, game four.
Four, right?
To even up the series at two games apiece.
No.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused too, but they won the big game that most people thought they weren't. Right. Yeah. But ultimately, they wind up losing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my point is, it catches up to you at some point. So if Giannis isn't healthy, I just don't see them winning Milwaukee. And I see the Suns winning, and I think it could be a disaster of the series if Giannis doesn't play at all. Even though I shouldn't say play at all, but not be effective in the series.
I've said if he plays and if he's, 85%? Like,
but
if he's
effective.
Close to
he's
got to
be effective, right?
Yeah, effective. I give him a 40 to 45% chance. If he doesn't play, like if he just can't go and they have to sit him out the rest of the series, then I give him 0 to 10% chance. Now, I do think they can make it competitive without Giannis. And, Rob, you know this too. Let's say Giannis is fine, right? And he plays tonight, and he plays well, but they lose. You will have second guessers saying they were better without him. And now maybe they won't say they're better overall without him, but they'll say they were clicking, they had a rhythm, Brooke Lopez had turned back the clock, he was playing inside, Middleton and Drew Holiday knew their roles better.
Is this Orlando in the finals? Do you remember Orlando and the Lakers?
Yes, when they went back to Jameer Nelson. I don't think it is.
No, I'm just saying, but
he's
altering,
a lot better than Jameer Nelson.
Right,
now.
But altering though what I'm just saying, altering what got, you know what I mean? Like,
well, they had
working.
Played much longer without Jameer. Remember,
no, he right? He had missed for four months.
He had missed the playoffs.
Right. He missed for 4 months.
Right, so that's a little different. Plus the fact that he was a role player. I mean, he wasn't great. You know, right. He was there. A lot of people thought at that time he might be their second best player, but you know, it wasn't like Giannis. And let me just say this for those who may say that if indeed they lose. Stop it. Stop it. Atlanta without its best player.
Right.
Because that's who Milwaukee beat without Giannis. They beat an Atlanta team that doesn't have an all-star and doesn't have a player that looks like he'll be an all-star. Alongside Trae Young. And Trae Young was hurt. And Trae Young came back for game six and was hobbled and couldn't do hardly anything. And so don't compare that Atlanta team, which was a fifth seed anyway, to Phoenix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like you said, Rob, what about the Clippers beat Utah twice without Kawhi? Does that mean they were better without Kawhi?
No, it just means that they were able to do that, but they couldn't continue to do it. Sometimes you can get away with it, Chris, for a couple games. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think you can for a couple games.
Well, Rob, we have forgotten to announce this. Let me wait till we break. I'll wait till we break. But it's a trash. Well, let me just announce it. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yeah,
I understand me forgetting. I'm shocked that you did.
I know. You know
this
what?
It's like your favorite day of the week.
I'm going to admit something today. I'm a little thrown off.
You
because
blew it!
Summer school is all over at USC. Grades are in, Chris, and I'm like in a fog. Like, I've taught all three semesters, so it just feels weird. I'm in a fog today.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, a little
bit. So did you trash somebody on Deadspin?
No, because of the holidays. Because the video crew was off on Monday, so there's not enough time, so no.
You felt like being nice on the holiday?
Yes, so they got a break on the holiday. We'll go back next Tuesday. So, yeah, well, Trash Talking Tuesday is coming up.
Yes, you could call in about 30 minutes. You could trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get your 30 to 40 seconds to do that. Let me say this, Rob, before we break. Chris Middleton, and you remember him in Detroit. You've talked about it. Second-round pick there and all that. Now, I'm not saying he's as good, all right, as Scottie Pippen. No, I'm not saying that at all. And certainly Giannis is not as good as Michael Jordan.
Right. Please put this on Front Street so people don't put words in your mouth.
But what I'm saying, Rob, is looking at the development of Chris Middleton and how he has become the Robin for Giannis. Now, in the clutch time, we know that Middleton is their closer. But still, overall, Giannis is the Batman and Middleton's the Robin. And this reminds me, they're different style of players. Pippen was a much better defender than Middleton and much better playmaker than Middleton. And they both scored roughly the same as far as their points per game. Middleton certainly got a little better jump shot and all that. But it reminds me of the development of Scottie Pippen alongside Michael Jordan. And Middleton, over time, has gotten better and better and better to the point where now he's a legitimate number two. And he's looks like he may be capable of helping Giannis actually win a championship for the Milwaukee Bucks. So Scottie Pippen, a lot of people, you know, you hear people when they say, well, Jordan never won it without Pippen. They act like Pippen just dropped into the Bulls as a college All-American and came into the league averaging 20 points a game.
It's so ridiculous, right?
Right.
He developed and blossomed. Stop it.
That's it. And I've talked to somebody who you know, was around the team at that time, and this has always been my theory, and I ran it by them, and they agreed. That Pippen, Rob, he developed, like he learned from Michael Jordan. He learned from Jordan's work ethic, his work habits, his game, going against him every day in practice, being challenged by him and all that. And that helped him become a better player. And I contend, Rob, that had he gone to Seattle where he was drafted, he would have never become Scottie. Forget playing with Michael Jordan. I don't think he would have become as good of an individual player as he did, because he wouldn't have had Jordan to kind of learn from. And I'm not saying that as a Jordan stan. I'm just saying that because that's what I saw. Pippen averaged 8 points as a rookie, 14 the second year, 16 third year, close to 18 the fourth. Like, he grew from a raw product to a finished product. That's all I'm saying.
I was there in Detroit when he had the migraine headache, Chris.
There you go.
I was like, I don't know if he ever recovered from that. I was dead serious back then. You know what I mean?
It wasn't good. You're right.
Like a game seven? You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen that again?
No.
Yeah. And it was probably stress, right?
Yeah.
Stress related.
It was crazy. Yeah. I remember me and Curtis Bunn, we made our flight that night because the story, you know, we knew the story was going to be written.
Yeah, right.
It was one of those days, yes.
Right. What did you, do you think that Middleton-Pippen kind of comparison is fair? I mean, again, totally different players, but
yeah,
the development.
It's hard for me to put Middleton there, but I get where you're going or, you know what I mean, like the connection of him getting better and
like
being that guy. Yeah,
two.
I mean, I just think Scottie's a better player, but I get
Agreed.
What you're saying, right?
Yeah. As Jordan is better than Giannis.
Yeah, right. Both are better.
All right, some are calling it the biggest free agency blunder in baseball history. My goodness. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's go to baseball. Well, quickly, we got an update on the game. 10-8 Milwaukee. 10-10, I'm sorry. Devin Booker just drove for a layup that was goaltended. 10-10.
Come on, Chris, you know it's the first quarter's over. In reality, what you're watching is way behind.
I'll tell you this. Giannis looks like Giannis. I mean, he's aggressive. He looks like he's moving fine. This is going to be interesting. Rob, honestly, you know what it looks like? It looks like he's been ready to go for about 4 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Durant
like Milwaukee
good
is probably known.
I'm just wait and see.
You are such a skeptic.
Why?
Durant looked ready to go. Durant was fine in Brooklyn.
No, I'm talking about Durant when he was
even
Golden
bring
State.
Up Durant.
No, Golden State,
yeah,
he was
but
ready
Durant
to go.
Durant was clearly only running straight. He okay. wasn't even moving laterally.
All right. All right. I'm hoping that he's healthy. I'm not rooting against
sure.
him.
I'm not sure. I mean, my goodness.
I'm just like, whenever people miss time, I believe that they're injured. I don't think they miss time just for the hell of it.
No,
you know
I don't
I mean?
Think I'm just I don't think he sat out and was ready to play. But I'm saying since they clinched, like he right. looks ready, man. He looks good. He's moving fine. But anyway, let's go to what'd you say, Rob G? Yeah, that's good little segue. You know who hasn't
what'd
looked
he say?
Good? He whispered in my ear. You
Rob,
know
you know, well, Rob's a talk show host now. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
hey,
he knows how to do this stuff.
He's going to be back on soon. You know, I know it's going to his head, but hey, I can handle it. But anyway, Rob, Gerrit Cole. Now, the Yankees are having problems overall. They're 42-41. And they got to go projected. What the projections are right now, Rob, for them to make the playoffs?
They're not going to make the playoffs. Not to,
you don't
not
think
to
so? Because they got to go 53-26 the rest of the way.
I just don't see it, Chris. I really don't. Like, that. The team is broken. The piece of part that's put together.
It is bad.
You know what I mean? They shouldn't be this bad. Shouldn't be this bad.
Well, one guy that's been critical to their falling off the cliff is Gerrit Cole.
Right.
Gerrit Cole was outstanding in April and May. And he, since Guggen, right? Remember the press conference from hell.
Right. When he couldn't answer the question. That was
Guggen.
Right. Well,
he basically
right.
admitted, yeah, that
I don't know how to answer that.
Spider tag. Right, right.
He said, yes well, or no? What do you mean you don't
yes,
know how to
right.
answer it?
Anyway, since Guggen, his ERA has gone from, get this, 2.31, nice, to 6.46.
What you talking about, Willis? What?
Opponent's batting average against Gerrit Cole has gone from 198, nice, to 274. Slugging from 325.
Thanks,
nice.
Scooby.
To 532. OPS from 554. Nice. To 884.
Wow.
His spin rate is way down. Rob, and you and I used to talk about this with him. I don't want to say used to like it was years ago, but just months ago. He, you know, something changed about him. A few years ago, right? He didn't enter the league taking it by storm necessarily. He was good, but he got better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now they've taken away his spider tack. And he looks like a guy that at least the numbers I gave you aren't even average. But he's looking like an average pitcher right now. And so, your thoughts, man. And what was the contract the Yankees gave you?
It was $320-something million. A lot of money.
9 years for $324 million.
Right.
How's that looking?
Yeah, I mean, you got to feel like you got duped. I mean, you got to see if you can figure it out. I mean, I know there's an adjustment. Chris, you don't get that far. He had to pitch somewhat to get to the major leagues to be better than that. And I know when he was in Pittsburgh.
When he was a good, yeah, he started off well in Pittsburgh. And then
right,
kinda
right. And then got then they got super, stumble. Right. The only question I'm asking now, when he was 12 years old and he held up that sign at Yankee Stadium saying he was going to be a Yankee forever, Did he have glue on his hands to hold the tape? To hold the sign? Did he have glue on his hands? I'm just asking. So it wouldn't blow onto the field? He had glue
right,
on his hands.
Right. He probably had spider tack. Right. I mean, he was told that's how generation.
No, if you're the Yankees, you're sick. Come on.
Down.
You're sick, Chris. You know that. Just
well,
like,
let me show you what they might be getting for their $324 million. His last year in Pittsburgh, he was 12-12. We know records don't matter as much anymore. But his ERA was 4.26. Okay. And then he goes to Houston, where we know that they did some funny business.
The way they do business in Houston, man, everybody ate in Houston.
Right. He ate big time because he was first year there. He went from 12-12 in Pittsburgh to 15-5 in the AL in Houston. Then the next year, he's 20-5. ERA of 2.88, 2.50. So, and he's obviously pitched well for the Yankees. Right? Last year
in the shortened season.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So it's I don't know, man. This dude was lights out, Rob.
No, he was a great story.
But maybe it was all a facade.
And you just don't know now. And to see, like, Chris, almost immediately, once they cracked down on the goo, batting averages have gone up, strikeouts have gone down.
Yep.
The spin rates have gone down. It's amazing, like, the transformation from where we were. Because you remember, it was all or nothing. It was all strikeouts. We were heading for an all-time record in strikeouts, more strikeouts than hits, the lowest batting average, I think, since the mound, you know, since they lowered the mound. I mean, there were all kinds of things that were going by the wayside.
Right.
And now those things have changed.
So I'm a little confused, though. Because as you're right about all of that, but we heard Gerrit Cole and we've heard other pitchers, Rob. Not all, because there were some, we even had a few on our show who denied ever using it, right?
Right.
But then you had guys that talked about it like everybody used it. Now, maybe they were trying to protect themselves, you know what I mean? But remember, there were pitchers basically like, oh, yeah, I mean, look. You got to use something, or that ball is going to be too slick. Like,
oh,
so
there's going to be hits batsmen.
Oh,
we won't be able to control the ball. Right.
What's the truth? Because obviously, when they said everybody was using it, then I thought, well, then nothing's going to change. Batting averages aren't going to be much better because batters have been hitting against pitchers, throwing with spider tack and all this other stuff forever. So that's not the reason they can't hit, but apparently it was. So I guess the truth, Rob, is that not most pitchers weren't using it. Is that fair?
Yes. I don't think everybody was using it.
Right? If you're cheating, you want to act like you get caught. You want to act like, well, everybody was doing it.
And it's not like even during the juice era, Chris, a lot of people did, you know, a lot. Not everybody, you know what I mean?
Right.
But a lot of people, and we don't have tests to prove it, how many people were. But I agree. I don't think everybody was cheating to the point that made baseball finally. Remember, the rule has always been on the books, right? This is it
right,
gotten
right.
out
they
of hand.
Enforcing it, right?
Right. That's all. The only difference is it's the same thing. Like, the speed limit is 65. Most people don't drive 65, right? They drive over 65.
I lock it on 64.
Do you really? Well, because you got a ton of tickets, all that, points on your license.
Right,
you know, no. Chris. I wish I
locked it. Points are out of hand, out of control.
You got really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now they're better. I haven't had a ticket in a long time, but yeah,
I got my first ticket on the L.A. freeways recently. Yeah.
Wow.
On a Sunday morning, I was so mad because there was nobody on the road. I was driving back.
Oh, you want to air it out?
Yeah, a little bit. And the problem is,
that nice
Chris,
car you got.
I haven't had a ticket in 15 years.
What?
So I was pissed. I haven't had a parking ticket.
With a record like that, I'm surprised they didn't let you go.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You thought
I want to go to court to fight it. I do, but I don't. They want $238 out of me. So is it worth wasting my time? Nah. Do you know what I mean?
Not with, it's only worth going to court, in my view, unless you're like completely innocent and all that. But it's only worth going to court otherwise if you got a ton of points so that you don't get the points. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if you don't, you don't have many, you probably don't have any points. So just
no, I don't have any. I don't have. I'm not even kidding you, Chris. My record for 15 years, I don't have a ticket. I don't have a parking ticket. I'll put $20 in the meter before I'll pay. I'll pay a parking ticket.
Well, of course you will. So you can save your money for those expensive book bags.
Exactly.
We got Ryan Glasspiegel coming up next. He's a sports media reporter, so obviously we can talk to him about what's going on at the Worldwide Leader. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Anyway, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a sports media reporter, very plugged in that regard, Ryan Glasspiegel. Ryan, welcome to The Odd
Couple. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me very much. How's it going with you tonight?
We are good. We are good. Now, before we get into all the media stuff, what's going on at the Worldwide Leader, you're a big Bucks fan. What do you think about Giannis coming back, playing tonight?
No, I've been – until I took this call, I've been obviously watching it, and he looks pretty good. He's moving pretty well. Look, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor about, like, what type of long-term risk there is for him coming back this soon from his hyperextended knee. But for the time being, I feel very optimistic about how he looks.
Yeah, he looks good. You're right.
So all far, right. Yes. Let's get into the I would love to find out about the ESPN and what the scuttlebutt is. And did ESPN handle this right? Let's start with the pushback from maybe black employees at ESPN and Rachel Nichols. Can you get any insight on that?
Yeah, so this is a story that dates back more than just the last year. And I know you guys both worked at ESPN, but really the origins of this story are when both Maria Taylor and Rachel Nichols were tabbed to replace Michelle Beadle as the host of NBA Countdown, but they shared it, and it wasn't announced right away which one of them would be hosting the NBA Finals, thereby creating what those two and everybody else understood to be a direct competition between them for that pinnacle role. And so I guess Rachel was given that that accomplishment in her contract and then had it taken away from her. And so it was very poorly that ESPN handled that on the front end. And then they handled it poorly on the back end by letting this fester for nearly an entire year without bringing a resolution to anything, and then having it come out in the national paper of record in the New York Times, very close to the NBA Finals, which is, if not the most important event that ESPN has all year, then definitely on the short list.
Does Rachel, you mentioned her contract, and she kind of mentioned that too in the tape that everybody heard. Does she have a legitimate beef then? I mean, if it's in her, was it in her contract that she would host the NBA Finals? I mean, that sounds like a legitimate beef if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it is a legitimate beef. I don't know. I haven't seen her contract. I assume that it's not something that she would make up out of nowhere, but just in terms of what we know about her. Where clearly she erred was in the implication that she lost that job and that Maria Taylor got it because Maria Taylor is black and Rachel Nichols is white.
Ryan, stop. Spot on. If she wanted to take somebody to task and it was ESPN put it in a contract, then that's where she should have had the wrath that they promised it to me. Do you know what I mean? Contractually, and they pulled it back. What she did to Maria Taylor is just wrong.
Well, you know, she it definitely was wrong. And I also, this is a point that I haven't heard anybody really bring up. But let's say that Tate said something different and Rachel Nichols was bemoaning ageism against women in sports media and saying that opportunities for women Maria Taylor's age, Maria is in her mid-30s, are more available to women in and out of sports media than to women Rachel's age when she's in her late 40s. I think if she had said that, she might have come off looking more sympathetic. But right. When she said that they could find the diversity role for Maria Taylor somebody else, and by implication take away something else that some other, I don't know, let's just say, I don't know, let's say
take somebody
Reese
else's
Davis
position, right.
Or something like right. that. Like if they had given her College Game Day instead of the NBA Finals, she's saying, take it from somebody else. Don't take it from me. That makes her look unsympathetic to right. a lot of people. And clearly ESPN didn't handle this right, but it's really a sad situation all the way around.
Now today, of course, they canceled the jump for today. It's supposed to be back on tomorrow.
And Chris, you said 20 minutes before the show was supposed to go on,
right? Yeah, it was 20 minutes before the show, I was told. And that sounds like, what are the ramifications of this? I mean, is Rachel's position at the jump in jeopardy, you think?
You know, it's an interesting question, because earlier in the day, ESPN issued a 2-sentence statement about the fact that Malika Andrews was replacing Rachel Nichols as the sideline reporter on the NBA Finals. And the second sentence of that statement said that Rachel will continue to host The Jump. And then, as you guys mentioned, they pulled The Jump today, 20 minutes before airtime. Gun to my head, I mean, I don't know the answer, but I would expect that at least for the rest of the next few weeks, she continues to host The Jump. That's a show that was really created as a platform for her. And I believe that it'll continue. But the apology segment wasn't well received yesterday. And it really just created a situation where Kendrick Perkins and Richard Jefferson had to, like, just answer to a whole bunch of social media vitriol over a situation that, frankly, they had nothing to do with. And right. so it does create a very awkward situation, and I can see why they would pull her off it, but I don't think that's what will happen.
All right.
That's great stuff, Ryan, man. Thanks, Ryan. Keep up the good work, man.
All right, thank you guys for having me. Anytime.
Yep, later. All right, disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you. It's your time to shine. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash talk anyone or anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your time to shine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Let's start with Leo in NYC, New York City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Leo, who you trashing?
I was going to trash Rob Parker for the Fugazi take, but I'm going to have to put it on the back burner for now and trash Kendrick Perkins and RJ.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I got to say, every time there's something like that, we have to try to find the Tony Dungy to come and, you know, be the voice for black people. And these two guys should have known better to let her handle the heat that she created. I mean, she said that, and you guys have to try to come and cope for her. No, we don't want that. Now that there's a backlash, you want to act like, oh, you know what, I didn't want to lose my job. Then those two guys and Starks always want to be out there acting like social justice warriors. But then when there's injustice against black people, they want to cope for their friend. We're not supporting that, and they deserve a hit that they're getting. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. No, Leo, I hear you.
Stack. He was talking about Stack. Huh?
Yeah. I mean,
don't bring Tony Dungy into that mess.
Yeah,
Tony's
please.
A friend of the show. Good, does a good job, too. Great.
Dwayne in Richmond, Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dwayne?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? I love the show. I'm a long-time listener, man, and I've been
Thank
rocking
you.
With y'all since day one.
Wow. You, brother. That's almost 3 years coming up. We're about to
right.
start our fourth year soon.
Yeah, man. Hey, y'all like my uncles, man, from another family, man. I've been rocking with y'all for a while, but you know what's coming after that. I got to trash Rob Parker, man.
What?
Rob Parker. Oh, he softened you up, Rob.
I know.
Hey, Chris. Hey, look, Uncle Chris, man. Look, man, Rob Parker, man. How can he pay Plastico Birds with some off-whites on the back, but he can't give you the J's? You going to get Uncle Chris some Joe Woody, but you can't give him the J's, but you going to get Plex a Bex on some off-whites? Come on, Rob Parker, man. Get your panties on the bunch, man. You damn wrong for that, Rob. You wrong, man. You got to come clean with them J's if you go get Plex from off-whites.
I can't defend Rob on that one. You're absolutely right, my man.
What? Is he over? Hello? My headphones are off for
too.
A second. Ray in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ray?
Hey, I'm a lifelong Astros fan since, like, I was 8 years old. I grew up in Texas.
Yes.
I wonder where Trevor Bauer's morals are at now. I'd rather be a cheater than a woman beater.
Yeah, that thing
I
is ugly,
you,
man. There's no,
and,
I mean.
And Chris, they say the investigation, what we talk about, is widening.
Really?
That's
like more
latest.
Women?
It's the latest. They just say it's bigger than they originally thought.
Well,
so.
I
don't know. I didn't see any numbers or anything. Rob G., am I right in that what the story's saying? That it's a bigger investigation than they
way.
Thought?
In some case, if you went on a date and a woman wants you to do all that to her, you'd be like, and you've never done that, wouldn't you kind of be like, what?
No, I just.
Like, what?
Yeah, that would be a little extreme. Russell, in Baltimore, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
Rachel Nichols and her ilk, people like her.
All right.
Maria Taylor, first of all, she's fabulous at her job. She's doing a phenomenal job. I just want to – Shannon Sharp, he's become one of the best analysts on TV. He's black. Maria Taylor's black. Joy with Colin Cowherd. There was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed lady before her. She was terrible. And Joy is fabulous. Her and Colin are killing it. And she's black. Stan Van Gundy's white. The new Eagles coach is white. Detroit coach is white. These are three people. Stan Van Gundy is incompetent. Totally. He got his fourth job because he was white, many people would say. The Eagles coach looks pathetic, and the Detroit coach wants to bite people's kneecaps. You two gentlemen are black, and you guys have the best sports show on the radio, bar none. Not blowing smoke. It's exciting to hear your show. You guys are creative, fun, competent, excellent. So I just want to say, Rachel Nichols, you know, you have it backwards. Many people get jobs because they're white and they're incompetent or just mediocre. Black people have to be fantastic just to get the opportunity. You two gentlemen are sterling examples of that. I love you both, your show, your competence, your excellence, your integrity. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Russell. Man. And our show's produced by a Mexican, and we got a white DJ on the ones and twos.
It's the melting pot
the
of
salad
America.
Salad bowl.
Yes. Nowhere else. Mace, do we have time for Mace? I don't know how much time do we have, Chris?
Well, Mace is probably trashing. Let me guess, Whitey Ford?
I
tell Mace you
can
got
we do
30
it?
Seconds. You're going to have to cut it slow.
Mace,
you
come on.
To,
who you trashing?
Half,
30
Mace.
Seconds, Mace. Who you got? Let us hear your best stuff.
Lonzo Ball. Specifically
oh,
for
wow.
Dickie Nod. One of the greatest MCs of all time. And so because of that, I've got a diss track for you. And I'm going to spit this a cappella. Unlike Robert De Niro and Ray Liotta, your dad is no good fella. You and your dad have inspired me to spit this ballad. Your dad is talentless and annoying, like DJ Khaled. Telling the world he would win one-on-one against Jordan, but we all know he'd get picked apart and chopped up like Lizzie Borden. Since you have the audacity to diss the great MC Nas, I'm about to exploit you to the world, your many flaws. Despite being number two overall in the draft, you haven't lived up to the hype, so don't call yourself the man like Shaq.
My, wow. look at Mace.
Wow, freestyling, no?
Okay.
Mace, you showed us something tonight on a Trash Talking Tuesday.
I'm impressed, Mace. Hey, we might want to instill that. Maybe one trash talk a month where dudes spit bars. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No,
if
that
they got
was
enough, I don't know. Maybe
was that impressive? And it's good. A modern player.
Yeah, right, right. I was shocked at Lonzo Ball. I was shocked that it was somebody before 19 or after 1980. Odd Couple. Peace.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.